SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
This morning, National Treasury put out a release confirming that 70 municipalities in South Africa would have funds withheld to them as a result of not meeting the requirements that National Treasury had previously set out for these stakeholder funds to be released to them. Amongst those municipalities is the city of Johannesburg. Now, we know that this is off the back of promises made by National Treasury where it relates to budgets of municipalities and how it is they intend to enforce administration and ensure that municipalities get back on the right track. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the director for the School of Economics and Management at the University of Limpopo, Professor Samuel Koma. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Prof Koma, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. National Treasury, and particularly the minister, promises made, clearly promises kept.
Yes, in fact, it should be pointed out that the decision taken by the National Treasury is unprecedented since the existence of the local government system in the country. However, it is a necessary decision, and in fact, it's a decision that is informed by the Auditor General's reports looking at the performance of municipalities in terms of municipal audit outcomes. And in fact, she has indicated, that is the AG, that the situation facing many municipalities is very dire and require decisive and turnaround action to be taken. So the National Treasury, through this decision, it has exercised its constitutional powers, which allows the National Treasury to stop the transfer of equitable share grants to municipalities that have committed serious or persistent breach with the applicable law. In this instance, would be the Municipal Finance Management Act. So that is the context that informed the decision taken by the National Treasury. And in fact, the National Treasury says this is not a punitive measure. It is a corrective measure we're putting in place to force these municipalities to begin to exercise fiscal discipline and ensure that there is proper management of taxpayers' funds through, of course, ensuring that there are strong internal controls and also they are able to take decisions around consequence management and ensuring accountability.
Prof Koma, did the National Treasury have any other alternative in this particular case? I mean, I'm looking at the municipalities listed here, and as you rightly mentioned, this is persistent non-compliance with the Municipal Finance Management Act. In this situation, as you refer to it as unprecedented measures taken by National Treasury, did they really have any alternatives given that the municipalities have been non-compliant?
Yes, a great question, Jimmy. In fact, the National Treasury says that over a four-year period, as National Treasury, we have provided guidance and also embarked on support intervention to these municipalities. But to this day, these municipalities have failed to ensure that the action, the guidance they receive from the National Treasury, including the support interventions that they've seen put in place to turn around the situation. So through this decision, in fact, one hopes that municipalities will begin to ensure fiscal discipline and strengthen accountability, oversight and consequence management across the local government.
Prof Koma, can we take a look at some of the other sentiments echoed by National Treasury? You touched on the fact that Treasury did confirm that this is a punitive measure not designed to be harmful or hurtful towards these municipalities, but rather to get them back on a corrective path. Does this look like a measure that could potentially be in place longer than expected? Or is it one of those where by design, if the municipalities get themselves back on corrected course, they would then not be subjected to this in the future?
You're quite correct, Jimmy. In fact, the National Treasury has given these municipalities 120 days to secure the release of the equitable share grants due to them by, one, demonstrating that they've taken steps to subject municipal officials who have committed this serious breach of the Municipal Finance Management Act and other related legislation. And also they need to demonstrate that criminal proceedings, including civil action to recover funds that are due to these municipalities, have since been taken, and the National Treasury says, show cause and furnish us with documentary proof that speaks to this decisive action you've taken as a municipality, including the municipalities having to submit signed payment agreements that involves the Eskom debt, the debt that is also being incurred by the water boards on the part of these municipalities. And National Treasury says, we now also want to see those signed payment agreements to show that you are now committed to turn around the situation facing these municipalities.
Prof Koma, what kind of precedents does this set if we are to look at municipalities like the city of Johannesburg, where, for example, they had an unfunded budget and National Treasury issued a warning ahead of this particular decision, to which the city of Johannesburg did not heed that warning? Does this sort of action then remind municipalities throughout the country that National Treasury has got constitutional powers it can enforce, and clearly they are willing to enforce them if necessary?
You're quite right, Jimmy. And this is the call we've been making, that it is high time the National Treasury begin to take decisive steps in intervening in the financial affairs of municipalities that have consistently failed to adhere to legislation in terms of compliance. And this is also the part that has been lamented by the Auditor General on several occasions, to say there is just sheer and blatant disregard of the law, and many municipalities that don't want to comply with the law, especially around issues of procurement and other related financial aspects. So it's a wake-up call for all municipalities, and we can only hope that these municipalities will now ensure that there is proper fiscal discipline, and where there's deviation with the law, they are able to take decisive action to recover funds and also deal with issues of unauthorized, irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
Well, the Minister in the Department of National Treasury did commit to dealing with the fiscal challenges that plague South Africa. This is one of them. It has been one of them that has plagued not only the national budget, but also organizations like Eskom. And this unprecedented measure, hopefully getting the message across that we need to address these issues more urgently and more seriously. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Professor Samuel Koma of the University of Limpopo joining us to take a look at National Treasury's decision to withhold the equitable share of its contributions towards municipalities that remain non-compliant.